They're fast, they're furious, because they won't stop. It is Hank FM, and here's why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Oh, let's pour it on. Had a couple of incidents of animals on the loose out there. We start in St. Charles, Michigan. As animal control officers were called last week to a Michigan home where a diaper-wearing monkey was on the porch attempting to get in to someone's house.
Aww.
So they called 911, because what else do you do?
I've got a call in St. Charles. A monkey wearing a diaper that's on their porch trying to get inside their house. I guess it belongs to their new neighbors. That's something you would deal with?
We can head out there and see what's going on.
Hi, copy. I'll send it over.
That's the dispatcher, obviously, getting a hold of the PD there. And
have you been drinking? Hello?
It's like,
we can head out there and see what's going on.
I guess we'll go deal with it. Oh, yeah. They show up, and actually, it wasn't all that big of a problem. The monkey had already went back to the neighbor's house where it was from. And that monkey is a female spider monkey named Brazil. Yeah. Officers made contact with the owner and said, everything looked fine. The monkey appeared healthy, well cared for, and it wasn't any sort of animal control issue. There are no laws prohibiting monkeys as pets in the state of Michigan. And in fact, this is the same owner, by the way, who had brought a squirrel monkey into the Bay County Court facility back in 2017 when she tried to put her purse with the monkey in it through an X-ray scanner. So
that's not where that goes.
No, that's
no. James Farthing is in big trouble. Out of Lexington, Kentucky, he was arrested for allegedly breaking into someone's home and taking off with $12,000 and left in his black Porsche. And this is not the first time he's been in trouble. He has a long, long history of arrests and is a career criminal for absolutely no reason. Especially considering he won $167 million in the Powerball jackpot a year ago.
Oh boy.
And has since been popped by police three times.
I was wondering how he ended up with a Porsche.
Yeah, call me, James. We can get this situated.
Yeah.
I got a low monthly fee.
If not, True TV wants to do a whole thing on you about what happens when you win the lottery.
Dum, 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 dum.
Evidently nothing for him. He just kept doing the same bit.
Pull it together, James.
Let us go to Harrisonburg, Pennsylvania. This is Amish country up there. And a bull escaped from a livestock auction right there and ran loose for over an hour. Harrisonburg Police Department issued an alert on social media Thursday warning. What do you think if you're scrolling this?
Mm-hmm.
Warning local residents that a bull's on the loose near you. Specifically near Eastern Mennonite University.
Oh, dear. That paints a picture.
Yeah, it makes it hard which joke I want to go with there. Either which way, they say if you come across the bull, please do not approach it or try to capture it yourself. Or try to use electricity around it, because that's
dum, 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 dum.
Assuming it's a Mennonite bull.
It's another case of good robots gone bad.
Oh, no.
Now, this one went down in Chicago. You barely got out in time. Two delivery robots had some serious crashes in less than 48 hours. Now, they were owned by two different companies, but they seemed to want the same thing. And that's a nice place to sit and rest, because they both crashed into bus stops in Chi-Town. Sent glass flying everywhere. The companies say, we're working on it.
Hey.
There's a couple bugs.
Hey, we're working on it over here, okay? All right? You know, there's some stuff to work out. We're going to be fine about the whole thing. Move along. Buddy. A McDonald's customer found kind of an animal on the loose when they bit into their Filet-O-Fish sandwich. And then subsequently called the Department of Health about it.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
They called the whole department and manager. So this McDonald's customer, they're not saying where it was, but they bit into a Filet-O-Fish sandwich and found a worm and got grossed out about it. Pretty disgusted, again, reported it to the Department of Health, but it's unlikely the Department of Health will do anything about it because it's a parasite commonly found in fish.
I was going to say.
And experts say it's safe to eat, assuming the whole thing was cooked properly, which they deep fry that, so it's probably fine. In fact, it actually is good news for McDonald's, because this particular worm only appears in real fish. So that secures it.
So we're winning at life.
Ronald's using real fish. They just don't look it over really well.
Now this next one is a little closer to Maury Povich than we normally care to get. But here goes. Woman in London had some interesting choices in male suitors. Namely, some brothers. Identical twins. She spent some quality time with on separate occasions.
Uh-oh.
And now there's a baby.
Uh-oh.
But even AI can't help the situation. DNA testing can't either, because it cannot decipher between the two twin brothers. And only one can be listed on the first certificate. And with all that Uncle Daddy drama, I now need a shower.
Shame.
Yeah.
Shame.
This is, you know,
shame.
Let's make some really good choices, okay?
Are we sure she just didn't get confused? Never mind.
Okay. Yeah, that's
and then
a lot of layers.
Finally, let's go to Albuquerque, New Mexico. And they were all really excited about this Albuquerque Zoo that was going to open up. And now this Albuquerque Zoo is going to delay its opening after an Asian elephant they have escaped her enclosure and just waltzed her way down a public walkway.
Oh!
Out of the zoo and down the street.
Excuse me, I gotta get my steps in.
Yeah, this happened Sunday morning. She was able to breach the section of stationary steel, they said, and kind of pushed against it, broke the welds, and... Well, then, just wasn't in any big hurry. Just kind of took a stroll around the area. Thought it was a nice place. Yeah, yeah. They finally got Rosie back into her enclosure, and there was no incident, whatever. The escape delayed the zoo only by about 30 minutes. Yeah. Just solder some stuff, and everybody's fine.
Dum, 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 d